his friend, who appeared to be a special puss for Rav Yonason ben Rav Mordechai Ephraim, and for Rav Meir Simcha ben Leia, bracha v'atzlacha, v'chol ma'aseh yideihem. We're learning a little bit about Rav Kook and his relationship to Kabbalah. Very, very important letter that Rav Kook wrote in the year Tafresh Ayin Dalet. It's 1914, the 8th of Teves. He's in Yafo at this time. He didn't get to Yerushalayim yet. And he is talking about the machlokes that broke out in Yemen on how to relate to the Zohar and believing in Kabbalah. And the famous Rabbi Yechya Kapach and his students who denied the veracity and authenticity of Kabbalah. And this is Rav Kook's response. Hineni bezeh legalot et da'ati ha'aniyah. This is printed in the Igros HaRi'ah, Chelek Bet, Amud Reish Mem Zayin. Hadvar ha'sheila odot kedushat sefer ha'zohar v'sefrei ha'mekubalim mebe'irav v'shotei meimav. Meva'arav v'shotei meimav. Shekvar halacha ravachat b'Yisrael migeonei odorot, rishonim kemalachim v'gdolei v'kdoshei achronim ad dor ha'acharon, shedivrei ha'zohar ha'kadosh hem kodesh kodoshim. Regarding the holiness of the Sefer HaZohar and the Sifrei Mekubalim that explain him and drink his waters, that it's been already a halacha that has been accepted from the great geniuses of the generations, the earlier generations who are like angels, and the holy Achronim until the very last generation that we're in right now, that the words of the Zohar HaKadosh are Kodesh Kadosha. Umikoram Makor Maim Chayim Shel Razei Emunat Yisrael HaKadosha VeHaTehora. And its source is the source of living springs of water, the secrets of the faith of the Jewish people that is holy and pure. We know that in the world of academia, it is a axiom that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did not author the Sefer HaZohar, and that many of them don't even believe that the Sefer HaZohar is a holy Sefer. Many of them don't even believe that Hashem gave Torah at Sinai. Some of them don't even believe in Hashem. So their conclusions are always based on their premises. Everybody starts with a premise. Rav Kook's premise is that the rabbis of her generations were great people, they were holy people, and they knew what they were talking about. That's Rav Kook's premise. Based on that, he says, and they all believe in the Kedusha of Kabbalah and the Kedusha of the Sefer HaZohar. You don't find the Gedolei HaDor saying, it's only a Zohar. Everybody relates to the Zohar with Chirdas Kodesh, with great awe and trepidation. Premise of the academic world is that let's see what fits with our understanding. If we think he wrote it, great. If not. Sometimes they have other negiyas. Sometimes they have to publish an article. So, as in all fields of study, not everybody's always so honest. Some of them maybe are trying to be honest, but they just don't then have emunah on the Kedusha of our Mesorah. So one shouldn't be nifhal, one shouldn't be shocked when he hears that professor this or professor that is not a believer in the Kedusha of the Zohar. All the Gedolei HaDoros were. אלא שעל פי רוב הדברים הם סתומים וחתומים בפני שאי אפשר לדבר בדברים נשגבים כאלה כי אם על פי משל וחידה. Many of the words of the Zohar are hidden and sealed, because the only way to talk about such exalted matters is through mishalim. יבינו מהם הראויים לזה כל אחד ואחד לפום דרגי. Everybody who understands will understand in his madrega. For gedolei ha'mekubalim bi'aru kama inyanim mirazei ha'kodesh halalu v'spirum tzat וגם דבריהם הקדושים צריכים תמיד ביור מגדולי הדורות וקדושיהם ברוך השם אשר עליהם. And the great Mekubalim explained some of these holy secrets. But even their words of explanation require further explanation. From the later generations, that the Spirit of God is upon them. Aval chalila chulin hu ilanu, based on Rashi, from Avinu Sata Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chalila lach me'asos kadavar zeh, it's chulin for you. Don't do it. It's secular, it's not good. ומוקסה מן הדעת ומן האמונה תורה מורשת אבותינו הקדושים מדור דור לחשוב מחשבת פיגול על קודשי שמיים הללו. It's muksa from the pure faith that is the tradition of our holy forefathers from generation to generation to think improper thoughts and this celestial holy work. וכבר נתפרו הדברים למדי זה כמה וכל הטענות ששתו על דבריהם הקדושים שבספרי הקודש הללו הוסמו לאל והסכימו על קדושתם וצדקם ועמיתת האמונה שבהם מנאמן לנאמן עד יסוד הלכה למשה מסיני ואור איתן האזרחי אברהם אבינו עליו השלום ולמעלה בקודש מקדמי העולם מיום היות האדם על הארץ ודבר השם אליו הופיע. It has already been clarified a long time ago, and all of the claims against these holy words, the holy words of the Sifrei Kodesh, have been disproven. And the tzaddikim have agreed about the holiness and correctness of the words of the Zohar, and the truth of the Emunah, in the Zohar, that it comes from faithful person to faithful person, mi ne'aman le ne'aman, based on Yerushalmi, Megillah Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Until Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that's where it's founded, and even before that, there was already Kabbalah in the time of Avram Avinu, the light of the Eitan Hezrachi Avram Avinu, and even before that, already from the time of that man was on the earth, Heyos Adam Ala Aretz. Here in the footnote, he quotes a Kuzari Dalet Chaf Hei, and the Zohar and Yisro Amud Ayin. From the time man was already on earth, and God spoke to him, so Kabbalah is an alt zecha. So it's called Kabbalah. It started a long time ago. It was passed down from faithful person to faithful person until Halacha Moshe Misinai, before that Avraham Avinu, before that Adam Arishan. V'geonei olam v'kedoshei aliyom muskamim l'kol Yisrael l'gdolei adorot b'torah v'chassidut b'kedusha v'tahara masru nafsham al limudim ha'kedushim shel sifrei ha'kodesh hanal. And the geniuses of the world and these elevated holy people were accepted by all of the Jewish people as gedolei hadoros and Torah and chassidus and kedusha and tahara, sacrificed themselves tremendous devotion to learn these holy words of the Sifrei Kodesh. V'chein lo yamush mipinu v'pizareinu ador acharon, and they will not cease from our mouths and the mouths of our children until the last generation. Shiofia or Hashem al yedei Mashiach tzedkenu v'chol kedoshim imo, that the light will appear of God, will appear through Mashiach and all the holy ones that are with him. Basing himself on a Pasuk in Zechariah Yudalad Hay in Sukkot and Beis Amid Beis. Ketikvat kol asirei hatikva hakshurim be'emunat omen b'chol lev v'nefesh, as is the hope of all of those who are bound by hope, who are tied with great faith, with all of their heart and soul to this idea of the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu and the revelation of the light of God. Al ken ha'ish אשר יזיד לבזות את ספרי הקודש הנ"ל ואת גדולי עולם שעסקו ועוסקים בהם וידבר עליהם דופי חלילה דינו פסוק כדין מבזה תלמיד חכם ואנו חייבים להזהירו בדברים טובים שיסור מדרכו הרעה. A person who doubts the authenticity who casts aspersions on the book of Kabbalah and the Zohar Kadosh, and he's mevazeh the Sifrei Kodesh and the Gedolei Olam, who were Osek, as we know in Yemen, Rav Kapach and his followers, who had very, very strong negative feeling towards the Zohar. You can learn the books of history. I'd rather not get into it. And what we have to do is, we have to say that such people have a din of mevazeh Talmud Chacham. They're disgracing Talmidei Chachamim, and we have to warn them with Dvarim Tovim, basing himself on a pasuk in Zechariah, Aleph Yud Gimel Vayan, Hashem et Amalach Hadover Bi Dvarim Tovim, Dvarim Nichumim. So here you see good things. We have to say good things to them. Sheyasur Midarko Hara'a, that he should leave his evil path. V'yishmor piv v'lishono medaber atak al gedolei Yisrael v'kedushat Toratam, and he should guard his mouth and his tongue from speaking terrible things about the great people of Israel and the holiness of their Torah. Shehu chaye olam v'nishmat Torah kedusha, which is eternal life and the soul of our holy Torah. V'machrei azara odchas v'shalom yosif sarav yachziku bivalto, la'otzi dibat sheker u'ledaber to'e al gedol kedosh kodosh Yisrael Hashem. הספרים הקדושים הנעל ועוסקים בהם מדור דור. חייבים כל חכמי ישראל לצאת בנגדו בקנאתה של תורת אמת מורשה קהילת יעקב, לכבוד קדושי עליון שבכל הזמנים והתקופות מקדם קדמתה. הדור אני זה הדור האחרון, אסירי הגולה המצפים לתשועת השם. על עם השם ועל כל מעשיו אשר עשה ברוב רחסתו ורחמיו, כדת מבזה תורה הקדושה וחכמי המעליב במלאכי אלוקים. So, Rav Kook, who is a man of peace, of love, friendship, of brotherhood, says we Pashut have to wage war against this person. If they maintain their position and they continue to disgrace the holy books of Kabbalah and those who study the holy books of Kabbalah throughout the generations, we have to wage war against them. They are disgracing the Torah, angels of God. Ulehachmir alav כפי ראות עיני חכמי המקום שלומי אמונים שופטי צדק עד אשר ישוב ורפא לו ויקבל עליו את הדין ובייחוד להחזיק במוסר על הבא שלו ישוב עוד לכסלאוס תהפך שמאל הדוחה ותהיה למין מקרב. So we have to be very strict with them until they accept the MS and they come back to the correct path, and then we can take our pushing away left hand and bring them close with the right hand. שלום שלום לרחוק ולקרוב אמר השם ורפאתיו. Peace, peace to those who are close and those who are far and those who are close. God says, and I will heal you. A pasuk in the holy sefer of Yeshaya Menzayin Yates. הנני בזה חותם בהתרת שלום וברכה ובציפיית אורה וישועה לעם השם. הגוי כולו לכל ישרי לב, חוכי ישועה, דורשי צדק ואמת. Yirei Hashem Choshuei Shemo Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. I am signing with a plea for peace and breath blessing, and waiting for the light and salvation of the nation of God, the entire nation, and all those with a straight heart waiting for salvation, who seek justice and truth, those who fear God and think of His name, from now until forever. And then he signs his name, Hakotan. And then he writes his name, Harav Kook. He doesn't write Harav, I'm saying Harav. However, this machlokes did not subside very quickly, and Rav Kook once again was compelled to get involved. Remember, the first letter was in 1914. Now it's the 15th of Tammuz in the year 1926. He writes as follows, in words that were written afterwards in the book Emunas Hashem, published in Yerushalayim in 1934. Bidbar amachloket b'teimani marav Yichya Kapach, she'amad neged ha-zohar v'amakubalim, nachon ha-davar lehashiv lo dvarim shel tam, bidbar klalut ha-chokhma v'sifrei zohar, she'hem dvarim kedoshim. What you should do is to answer Rav Kapach, who speaks against Kabbalah and Zohar, and he says it's are full of pume, nonsense, superstition, and he doesn't want to believe in it, we have to tell him that these words are holy words, and she'ein lakachat at advarim kipshutam, and not to understand the words in their simple level, ela hakol hem remazim lemifalot Hashem ba'olamot haruchanim. Rather, these are all remazim to the acts of God in the spiritual worlds. Sod ha'anaga v'hashgacha, she'alashon ha'enoshi katsar mehabiat omek ha'ra'ayon. Rather, it's all secrets about God, the way God runs the world, the way God looks over the world, and human tongue cannot express the depth of these ideas. Ve'akol olech l'makom echad, and everything goes to one place, la'amik b'gdulato shel yotzer bereshit, uve'achduto ha'nifla v'apshuta la'in sof, to understand the greatness of the Creator of the world, and the oneness, because they claim that it's, those who are against Kabbalah would say that it's against Achdus Hashem Kabbalah. There are too many names, there are too many ideas. There's the Shechina, Kuchibrichu, and there's Shechinte, and what's going on? We believe in only one God. And you should just know that it's all brings one to the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the oneness. V'chalila lahatilmum b'kotshim lahalot al adat shechashvu shniyot v'agbalot b'borei kol. And God forbid to say that God, there's a duality, or that there's limits in the borei kol. V'im shelav kol mocha savil da, holech betam yelech betach be'emunat chachamim, she'advarim ha'kdoshim alalu niskavim hem midat ha'adam v'sichlo ha'pashut, aval tzfuyim hem l'tzofei merkava, u'misigei hofa'a k'dusha aliyona. Somebody who, even though not every brain can understand this, one who walks with simpleness and with faith, with Emunas Chachamim, will know that these words are holy. They are more sublime than the natural knowledge of man, the rational knowledge of man, Seichel HaPashut. But they are seen by those who can see the Merkava, God's great chariot, and what's going on with the Malachim in Shamayim. And those who are Masigei Hofa'a Kedusha Aliona, those who can perceive the revelation of the exalted holiness. V'tzarich haya harav ha-me'ar-er la-da'at, she'kol eile ha-ta'anot neged ha-bituyim shel kafrei ha-sod, ha-lohen yishanot me'od. And this rabbi who casts aspersions and doubts the authenticity of the Zohar and Kabbalah should know that all of his tainas against the expressions shel neged ha-bituyim shel sifrei ha-sod, against the expressions of those books of Kabbalah, are old. It's an old time, it's an alta zach already, what you're saying, Rabbi Kapach. V'kvar shamu otan kol chachmei v'gdolei v'kdoshei adorot. And this was already heard. It's not like you're coming to reinvent the wheel, my sweet friend. This already has been heard by the rabbis of all the generations. Shechardu b'vaday kamo v'yoter mimenu l'tarat kdusha v'emunah, who were more fearful, who cared as much, if not more than him, about the purity of kedusha and emunah. V'kulam ke'echad matzu shadvarim hem pnimiim, and everybody understood that it's all pnimius. Melitzot kedoshot v'niskavot, not to understand them on their simple level, but to understand them on the level of mashal and sod. They are very high, sublime expressions of deeper truths. V'malach havayan agav abriya, the way God runs the world and existence in the cosmos. U'mishalim nisgavim ha'melubashim al piteva ha'miskal b'luv belevushim shonim, and various sublime mishalim that are enclosed in nature, various clothings, various wrappings that enable us to get some sort of handle on it, but ultimately it's the knowledge of God. Ve'afilu gedolei filosofia debru bayamim kadmonim biyichud bemishalim, v'zeu davar mefursam lechol maskil. Even the great ones of philosophy spoke in the olden days in mishalim, and that is a well-known fact for everybody who is a Maskil, everybody who knows. And I have a treat for you, sweet friends. We continue with a letter. This is now going further to the 26th of Teves in the year Tafresh Tzadi Aleph, 1931. So started in 1914, and now we're 17 years later in the same Chodesh Teves, and we have a letter from Rav Kook, mamish, a gem of a letter, a Yokar Hamitzius that he writes. It's published in the Ma'amarei HaRa'ya on page 518. Lichvod ha'rav ha'gadol mufla ba'anashim bochein uvodek yisodot v'shorashim morenu ha'rav Yichya ben Salim al kapah shlita. To the honor of the great rabbi, wondrous of men, who examines and checks roots and foundations, Rabbi Yichya, the son of Salim al kapah. By the way, the famous Rabbi Yosef Kapach, who was dying here in the Beis Din Yerushalayim, famous Taimani Rav, that's his grandson. Died a number of years ago. Shalom uvracha mikodesh. It's interesting that he says about him first that years back that he's a mevazeh tamei chachamim, but he gives him covered in the letter. He calls him muflav b'anashim. Calls him a rabba gadol. Higiani michtav kvot torato ayakar uvitchila kontresim shalo בהתנגדותו לענייני הקבלה, ידועה ביסודותיה על פי יחידי הדורות, מלפני הרמב"ן ז"ל, ואחר כך על ידי הרמב"ן וספר הבהיר והזוהר. I got your letter, and your contrasim, your objection to Kabbalah, that's known in its foundations based on the individuals of the generations, before the Ramban, and then through the Ramban, the Sefer HaBoyer, and then the Zohar, which was revealed after the Ramban. והנה כבוד תורתו לא חידש בהתנגדות זו, אבל במידת החריפות שבביטויו, הוא כמעט חדש בין היראים, כי אין להביא לחשבון את המתנגדים להקבלה הזאת, שיהיו גם כן עם זה פוקרים בענייני התורה נגלית שבכתב ושבעל פה. The fact that you're against Kabbalah is nothing new, but the sharpness of your expressions is very new amongst those who fear God. Because those who don't fear God, they don't even believe in Torah, they're not even Baba Cheshbon, of course they speak not, they speak in very harsh terms. But you believe, so what are you talking this way for? והנה בענייני ההלכה יש כלל אחד שמביא מורה בשולחן ערוך חושן משפט סימן חפי סעיף ב' בהגעה בשם מועריק שכל מקום שדברי הראשונים כתובים על ספר והם מפורסמים והפוסקים האחרונים חולקים עליהם כמו שלפעמים הפוסקים חולקים על הגאונים הולכים אחר האחרונים. That whenever the words of the Rishonim are written down and they're well known and the later poskim argue with them, because you see that later poskim sometimes argue with the earlier gaonim, we go after the later ones. Haynu me'achar she'atanot kvar nishmu v'lo chashu lam anu machzikim she'matzutam nachon she'lo lachush lam. If they already heard the tainas and they didn't accept them, then they must have had a very good reason. V'inei atanar yisodot ha'kabbalah b'inyan ha'sfirot v'atzilot she'nera kilu chas v'shalom yachasim ribui be'alokut v'yesh b'zeh mishum harisot yisod hadat v'inyan avodah zarah rachmana v'tzlan. הלא כבר העיר על זה בתשובת הריבש, ויראה כבוד תרתו, איך דיבר בענווה וביראת כבוד. So you're not saying anything new, it's already been heard, and it's already been rejected like we saw in the previous passage that we read from a number of years back. And you're saying that when we talk about spheres, that there are many gods, and they're destroying their religion, and there's Avodah Zarah. So the Rivash already speaks about this in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. And he speaks with Hanavim with Yiras Kavod, even though he was very far from Kabbalah, Fri Shitrachek Mi Kabbalah. Ve'al Agnai Shel Chashad Ribui Be'alokut Be'inyan Esfirot Karat Amerer She'amar Hanotzrim Ma'aminei Ha'ashilush Ve'amekubalim Ma'aminei Ha'asiriyot B'Shem Echad Ha'mitpalsafim. The person who doubted, who cast aspersions on Kabbalah, says that Christians who believe in the Trinity and the Mekubalim who believe in the Tentity, they believe in ten, because they have ten spheros, he calls him one of those people who are philosophizing, a mitpalsef. That's not a compliment. Nera'a shelo kibet klal et hadeya hazot ve'hivi'a achakach et hasparato shel Don Yosef ibn Shoshan shekorei oto b'chavod hachacham hayashish shehadavar domeh lemevakesh min ha'melech shiyiten lo ha'yidei shaliach ploni ha'miyuchad lekach וכתב על דבריו והנה טוב מאוד ולא חשש עליו משום חשש שמץ עבודה זרה חס ושלום. והאחרונים רובם ככולם שיהיו קדושים ותורים בגוני עולם קיבלו את דברי הקבלה למרות שמה שראו את טענות המערערים. על כן ברור הדבר שנתבר להם שאין שמץ עבודה זרה חס ושלום בעניין זה אלא תוספת קרבת השם וקדושה. So he brings the explanation of Dan Yosef Ibn Shushan, who he calls with great honor the elder wise man. That is like asking from the king that he should gift him through a certain shliach. Those are the spheros. It's not that they're other gods, it's that these are the shlichim of Hashem. And he writes, Vihinei Tov Me'od. There's no Avodah Zarah here. There's no Avodah Zarah, there's no Ribui, it's all one. V'im navo laduna lebituyim ech shehem nir'im belo amakat ha'inyan, halo zot hi ta'ana gam kein nogat b'inyan bituyei hagshamot. Hagshamot. Shenishtamshu b'hem ha'torah v'anviim v'achachamim. So you're going to say that there's hagshama here, that you're giving God a body. So look in the Torah, look in the Nevi'im. We know that it doesn't really mean that God has a body. Udevrei Rambam, halo zotu minut gemura. The Rambam says it's apikorsis to say that God has a body. And if you look without going deep, that's what it looks like in the Tanakh, in the Kabbalah. Even if you say that there's one God, but he has a body, it's minus. And the Ravid said, no, I'll leave the guy. The guy thinks this. He read the psukim, he misunderstood. But why did the Torah speak in such a signon that's going to be mishabesh us? And the answer is that the people, the masses, need to hear it in that language. Because that's what they understand. And Mimela, that's what they can relate to, and we need the Chachamim to explain to them it's not to be understood kipshuto. And even though the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim and Perek Lamed Vav that somebody who says that Hashem is Geshem, so he's worse than an Oved or a Zara, but the Torah writes about God in physical terms. So it's just using expressions. You say God is a king and a man and a wife, and we're the wife and he's the husband, all these things, these are all mishalim, not to be taken literally. That's the way people understand. So that's what the way it was expressed, it was couched in those terms. V'yisodei Kabbalah, we're not reading out every word, we're skipping a little bit in the letter, but it's very kedai to look at. Again, Ma'amarei HaRaya, page 518, it says in the top, Mechdab Alamitat Chochmat HaKabbalah V'Kedushata. It continues the Rav, V'yisodei HaKabbalah Yuh Mefursamim B'Yisrael Al Pi Yisodot HaSfirot V'Atzilot V'Atzilut Harbei Dorot Lefnei Pirsumo Shel Sefer HaZohar. The foundations of Kabbalah were famous amongst the Jewish people based on the foundations of the Sfiros and the Atzilus, that's those worlds that are close to God, many generations before the publicizing of the book of the Zohar. V'yichuso shel HaZohar l'Rashbi shu kamuvan l'limudav v'orchot ha-sogotav ha-leokiyot afilu im neshtal shelu dorot rabim. This is what we read before. V'yu behem osafot v'erot mechachamim shonim v'afilu im etarvu behem eze dvarim shiruim l'bikoret kmo she'asa agon ne'yayvitz b'mitpachto. Ein haikar batel bekach sheyeshnam sham limudim kedoshim v'niskavim atuyim b'masveach asod v'safa amuka v'hakol mechuvan l'gdulat ma'aseh Hashem yitbarach. This is a more expansive quote of what we saw before, that we relate the Zohar to Rashbi, and that relates Farshtetzich to his teachings and his understanding of godliness, even if it was passed down throughout the generations and there were additions and comments by various chachamim. V'afilu im afilu nitarvu behem eze dvarim shiruim lebikoret, even if they were mixed into the Zohar various things which one can criticize, kimo she'asa agon ha'yayvitz b'mitpachto, famous mitpach ha'sofer of the Yayvitz, who talks about, writes about the Kadmus HaZohar, ein ha'ikar batel b'kach, that doesn't nullify the root, the foundation, the basics of the Zohar, which are emes, sheyeshnam limudim kedoshim v'niskavim atuyim b'masveh sod v'safa amuka, that there are teaching, holy teachings there that are very sublime, that are hidden in secret words and in a deep language. Ve'akol mechuvan l'gdulat ma'aseh Hashem yitbarach echad yachid u'miyuchad baruchu asher ein lo reishit v'lo tachlit ve'ein cheker l'tvunato. It's all about the greatness of God, who is one who is special, he has no beginning, he has no end, there is no investigation to his depth. Ve'al kayotze bazeh ne'amru divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, harbei mikraot sheruyim lisaref ve'hen hen gufei Torah. There are many psukim that you might think on the surface it should be burned, but they are really Torah itself, chul and daf samach amid beis. V'lo chashu chazal l'drosh al ha-pasuk ve'el Moshe amar alei al Hashem b'pnei ha-kushya shel ha-tztuki alei elai mibayilei. Sanhedrin lamed ches amid beis. It says, Moshe says, he says to Moshe, go to God. What do you mean go to God, said the Sadducee? To say, come to me. Who's writing the Torah? God, right? So to say, come to me. They weren't worried about that. See there in Rashi. And they weren't worried about Avodah Zarah. V'pnei ha-pirsum v'yadua shakol avadav u'mushpim b'kiyumam v'chol havayatam mimenu baruchu ela shechalak mehem mikvodo v'rov chazdo lekol echad lefi madregato. It says there in the Gemara that this is Matatron, whose name is like the name of his master, that this Malach also has the name of Hashem. Rashi in Shemos explains Matatron is Gematria, to Shem Shakai. And since the Shem of Matatron is like Shem Rabbo, that shows that he's going B'Shlichos Hashem. So sometimes when Matatron speaks, it's like Hashem is speaking. So when it says, Ve'al Moshe Amar, that's Matatron saying, Alei al Hashem. So what does this mean? It means that God gave his servants his kavod and his greatness, that they can be his shlichim. But that doesn't mean that there's more than one God. And he gives examples of other chazals that one, that people might think that there's more than one God, that there's shenius, that there's duality. Megili yedches amir aleph, minayin shakor ha-kadosh baruch hu li'akov kel, shenemar v'yikro lo kel elokei Yisrael, that God called him elokei Yisrael, v'yikro lo li'akov kel, u'mikro kel elokei Yisrael. He called Yaakov kel. Who called Yaakov kel? Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel called Yaakov kel. We called him, that's the name of God. And yet chazal weren't worried. You see already in the Gemara, you see already in the Torah, that they weren't worried about Avodah Zarah because they assumed we were going to get to the bottom of the idea and not become Kofrim. So too in Kabbalah. God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmos Dalet Hazayin, Ve'atati ele lo l'Elohim, Ve'nasaticha Elohim lefaro, Shemi she'eno mevin yuchal et'ot b'zeh chas v'shalom, Ve'lo chashasha Torah b'zeh mebnei ha'idiyah she'akol yadu she'en od melvado baruchu, V'chol eile ha'leshonot hinam rak melitzot maspirot, Ve'lo rak al shem meshutaf kemo, Elohim lo chashashu, Ela gam al shem ha'etzem she'enenu meshutaf im kol nivra, Kemo she'veiti mihad matatron. So they weren't worried because they understood people know there's nothing other than God. And not only that, not only shem Elohim, but even on the Shem Etzem, Shem Hashem, even there God says, me and Matatron have the same name. It's fine. But Gemara Bava Basra, you see, Rav Kook says, Mari Dika Bekiyas. Atidim yitzadikim shenikrim al shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenemar kol enikra b'shmi ulechvadi b'rativ yitzartiv afasitiv. They're going to be called by God's name, it says at the end of days. Shlosha nikru al shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says there. Tzadikim Mashiach v'Yerushalayim, Tzadikim Hadamaran, Tzadikim, we already brought the pasuk kol enikra b'shmi. Mashiach tichtiv v'zeh shmo asher yikreu Hashem tzidkenu, and Yerushalayim v'shem ha'ir miyom Hashem. Shama Al tikri shama ela shma. that at the end of days, Yerushalayim is going to be called Al Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they're going to be called B'Shem Hashem. Again, Bava Basra, Ayin Heyom and Beis. What, so you think that Yerushalayim is also God, Tzadikim are God, Mashiach is God? No. ומי שלא יבין או לא יאמין בקדושת הדברים הללו יוכל חס ושלום להטיל דופי ושמצא בזה שיש כאן ריבוי באלוקות וכן הוא בענייני המליצות הזרות שבקבלה. Person doesn't believe, he's going to cast dispersions on this, he's going to say there are many gods, and so too the melitzos we find in Kabbalah. It's the same thing, it's the same idea, but you see in Chazal they do it, you see in the Torah does it, so we're allowed to do it also. Another thing that bothered Rav Kapach is the somewhat erratic expressions in the Zohar. So Rav Kook says, look at the Gemara and Yuma, Nundalad Amad Aleph, Bishashu Yisrael, Olim LaRegel, Megalalim Lehem Et HaParochet, Omrim Lehem Et HaKurvim, Shiyu Meorim Zeh Bezeh, Veomrim Lehem, Re'u Chibatchem Lefnei HaMakom, Ki Chibat Zachar V'Nekeva. Gemara says that the Kruvim were hugging each other like a male and a female, like a husband and wife. That's God and the Jewish people. Nidarshin a pasuk and Malachim. That as Rashi explains, it's like a hanidvak v'choivik biishtoi bein zroisav. Kisha mu'ura b'levaya shalo. Like a man is hugging his wife in his arms. וכבדי כל אלה הם ציורים קדושים ותורים שעומדים למעלה מכל שמץ של תומה ותאווה חס ושלום is nothing to do with tumah and it's nothing to do with taiva אלה רמזים לקדושת מקור החיים שהכל כלול במיטתו יתברך שמו מראש ועד סוף והכל הוא במעונו בתכלית התור והזיקוך. These are just allusions to the holiness of the source of life, that everything is included in the truth of God from beginning to end, everything is pure. Not everybody can understand this. And if not for understanding Kedusha, what does it mean? Ki yiv'al b'chur betula, yiv'aluch banayich. What does that pasuk mean in Yeshaya? It doesn't sound so gishmak. I'm not even going to translate. But mitzad Kedusha, it's all holy. Famous Mishnah in Yadayim. Shir Hashirim Kodesh Kadoshim, Vein Olam Kulo Kedai Ki Yom Shenitan Shir Hashirim Li Yisrael. Shir Hashirim is holy of holies, even though it's talking about very man-woman things, as we know, if we read the sefer. So if you go to the source, it's holy. You just have to accept that it's holy. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes. כל הנמצאים חוץ מן הבורא מצורה ראשונה בעד יתוש קטן שיהיה בטבור הארץ הכל מכוח עמיתתו נמצאו לפי שהוא יודע עצמו מכיר גדולתו ותפרטו ומתו יודע הכל ואין דבר נעלם מנו. Everything is known by God, everything is created by God. So it's all coming from a Kodesh Baruch, it's all coming from a holy place. There's nothing disgusting, there's nothing impure, there's nothing unholy, nothing dirty here, Chas V'Shalom. And Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu mevi takola al-dei tzadikim. The tzaddikim aren't going to make a mistake. Then he understands that the tzaddikim are going to learn this properly and they're going to get to the emes. And they're not going to think improper things. V'chol zeh b'klalut ha'dvarim v'al pratim hineni omer l'kvot torato. Kemo she'amar chaver l'kuzari at the end of Maimer Shlishi. So this is in general, but on the details I want to tell you, like the chaver said to the kuzari, to the melech kuzar, v'ani modeh lecha melech kuzar she'begmara dvarim שאינני יכול להתמך בהם טעמים מספיקים ולא להביאן בקשר עניין ואין שמה שצידד באל הדברים שכתב על זה ולא יבחות החיבור עם פנים אשר זכרתים וגם לא כל המחברים שדברו בקבלה שווים בהשגתם ובאופי לשונם וישנם ספרים שאינם מסכמים כלל כמו ספר עוז לאלוקים שמביא כבוד תורתו שימו מהמחבר נחמיה חיון ידעו לסופר פסול מכת משיח השקר שבתאי צבי Shame Rishaim Yirkav. Vulayesh etzlechem sefer b'shem zeh me'inyan acher v'einenu acherim ba'ado. וגם אם האנשים שלא הגיעו לבינה פנימית ישימו הסכם במה שראוי להם ולהשגתם בפשעת תורה הקדושה, מה טוב חלקם אבל חליל להתחבר עם שונים ולהוציא לעז על החומה הזאת הקדושה בכללותה, שרוב גדולי וקדושי ישראל אינם מעולם מעריצים ומקדישים אותה בתום לבב ובאמונה קדושה ותורה, והלוואי שיהיה חלקנו עמם, עמהם. So I say to you that there are certain things that I can't explain. I can't explain everything to you, number one. And number two, don't bring me books that are not valid. We ourselves don't accept the authenticity of certain books. A certain sefer called Oz Le'Elokim, written by one of the believers in Shabtai Tzvi. That's not about one of our Kabbalah books, so they don't get it. See, we definitely don't have to follow them. We're not responsible for them. And those who just want to study Pshat, those who just want to study Nigla, beautiful, Bakasha, sit all day. Learn Baba Basra, not Daf Ayinah. That's already for the Hasidim, for the Mekubalim. Learn the Daf Beis, learn the Shutfin, learn Cheskesabatim, with all the Lumdis and with all the Chazakas, and the Yesodos, and the Reb Shimons, and the Reb Shmuel. It's Gevaldik. But Chalila, to say, to be Motzi Laz, to cast aspersions, to say negative things about this Chachma, that Rov Gedolev, Gedosh Yisrael, love this Chachma, and they admire, and they sanctify it, and they go with Emunah, Kedosh, and Tahorah, and Halavai, that we should be on one of those Chachamim. V'yirei kvot harato be'etz chayim heichal shah rishon anaf bet, שמדבר בעניין הצמצום שהוא ההשגה היותר עליונה, ושם בדיבור מתחיל ודאי שהגה קטנה לגון רם בעל שוט פנים מהירות, שכתב אמר מאיר בערכנו אמר הרב הזה. They're talking about the צמצום in the Sefer Eitz Chaim, and the דיבור מתחיל דא, there's a little hagah, a little note from Remeir, the author of the Shalos and Shuvos Panim Meiros, and he says, "Be'erkenu, on our level, according to our understanding, the Rav said this. Umize yuchal adat shekol advarim ne'amru be'erkenu, kelomar lefi asagat hanivraim, b'ofan hayoter zach v'yoter elyon." Everything is be'erkenu. This is all based on our understanding. It's lefi ar hasaga. So we have to know that's a big yisod in Kabbalah, that this is written the Fiyar Saga. ובאמת זהו שבחו וגדולתו של מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלהסביר קצה הקצהו מגדולת מעשיו, בייחוד הרוחניים השכליים והמוסריים, שהם הרבה יותר נפלים מהחומריים והטבעיים, צריכים לזה התעמקות נוראה והסברות כל כך עמוקות לשון, עד שיכשרו להמשיל על ידם איזה תפיסת ציור לדווקא בו יתברך שמו באהבה וביראה ודבקות טהורה וקדושה. You have to know God, it's a praise of Hashem, that He's so elevated, He's so pure, He's so spiritually, so holy. How are we going to put into our Gashmistical words, into our narrow frame of reference, concepts that are so deep, that are so profound, that are so beyond us? Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to come to greater Abbas Hashem, a greater Dveikus Hashem. It's not easy. ובוודאי מצד עצמותו יתברך שמו לולי חפצו ורצונו בעולמותיו ובריאותיו ועושה רצונו, לא היה אפשר כלל להמשיל שום משל ודבק שום רעיון, וזהו מה שכוונו בכלל בתעלומת אין סוף. אבל מצד רצונו המקודש לחדש בריאות לאין תכלית ולהדריך בעלי שכל ובחירה במעגל ישר של אורח חיים, בשטח זה באים כל המשלים שאורם מתגלה לשרידים אשר השם קורא איש לפי מעלתו, ואין ההבדל לבין תוכן הקבלה בסתרה ובין טהרת השכל הישר והפשוט גודל כל כך ליודעי בינה המכוונים ליבם לשמיים באמת ובתמים. So it's God himself, there's no משלם for Hashem, He's beyond us. That's the Ein Sof. That's the secret of the Ein Sof. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand Him, to make some sort of connection. So So therefore, we use Mishalim. And it's revealed to those who, everybody according to their Madreka, can understand. ותקוותי חזקה בעזרת השם שכבוד תורתו יחדור לתוך דבריי וישוב ויאמר אכן יש השם במקום הזה של אור חוכמת ישראל הנעלמת בקדושתה כמו שקיימו וקיבלו עליהם חכמי ישראל רובם ככולם וסוד השם ליראיו ובריתו להודיעם ומה שדיבר כבוד תורתו נגדם אנו דנים אותו לקו זכות כי כוונתו לשם שמיים. So I hope you do תשובה and you say there is God in this place and that Kabbalah is holy like almost all חכמי ישראל felt and believed. And everything you said against them, we're going to judge you favorably that your kavan is l'shem shamayim. V'Hashem itbarach yislach lo, v'yukuyam b'kvot torato. You see how much kavod Rav Kook has for him. He's such a tzaddik, Rav Kook. Could have knocked him, punch, TKO in the first round. V'yukuyam, but he was very gentle with him, spoke with sweet words, he gave him kavod. V'yukuyam b'kvot torato, yashuv li yirei echa v'yodei edotecha. And you should be mekayim the pasuk. Those who fear me should return to me, and those who know my statutes. Ve'heyeze shalom. And this should be for peace. And then he says a Rashi Tevus that I don't know. Ve'nefesh yididom mevarchom mikodesh be'ahava rabba, and the soul of his friend who blesses him from the holy place with great love. End of letter. Fascinating letter, no? So sweet friends, we could go on and on, talk more about this issue. I will direct you to a very fascinating article in the Sefer Ishei Yovel, written by Harav Yishayo Steinberger, who taught me when I was in Yeshiva HaKotel many, many moons ago. And it is on page 321 and on, where he talks about the Kadmut HaZohar. And Rav Kook, as we saw, is willing to accept the fact that maybe things were added in later, but the root comes from the Rashbi and much, much earlier, and it's passed down. As Rav Steinberger notes in his article, it's called Kabbalah, meaning this is our tradition. More than Torah Sheba'al Peh is not called Kabbalah. Nothing else is called Kabbalah. We call it the Zohar HaKadosh. It's been accepted as being holy. And even if one claims that it wasn't written, as some have pointed out, that it wasn't written by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but the Kedusha is there, and maybe Rav Moshe De Leon was on his Madriga. I don't believe that Moshe De Leon wrote it. That's against the Mesorah of Chachmei Yisrael. But the Gra, who had a Chush Bikarti, he had a critical eye. He believed it was a holy book. The Arizal, the Vis Yosef, the Maral, Baal Shem Tov, V'chol Talmida, V'talmida, Talmida, V'adayom, Chida, Ramchal, Yerachayim HaKadosh, they all understood that the Zohar is Kadum. So, to go against all of those Chachamim and say, no, we know you, they all got it wrong. Rav Reuven Margolius has a Mechkar in the footnote in Rav Steinberger's article. You can read his investigation into the authorship of the Zohar. And there are there Ketayim of Amoraim and later sources. Some people say that he had Ruach HaKodesh. He saw what they were going to say. So if you don't believe in Ruach HaKodesh, then you don't accept it. In Hebrew University, they don't believe in Ruach HaKodesh. So Mimela, they're not going to say that, oh, he saw what they were going to say later. Or you could say, no, it was added in later, but everything else is, much of the rest of the Sefer is from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That already was dealt with by the Yavetz. If somebody completely rejects Kabbalah, then that's already a very serious question of Apikorsis. I saw recently an article that a professor wrote about the Kadmut HaZohar, and he quoted a certain modern Orthodox rabbi. This article was written maybe 5 years ago, and he says it's a certain rabbi, who I'm not going to say his name, and he says we don't have to accept Kabbalah. You could be a good Jew and not accept such a thing as Kabbalah. Hashem Yishmor. And it turns out that this rabbi is presently in jail, or he's going to jail for doing some things that I definitely don't want to mention. even less than I want to mention his name. But when a person has a pagam like that in emuna, so pagamim in emuna, these blemishes, these deficiencies in emuna can lead to very, very terrible things. If a person believes in Kabbalah and he believes in a world of kedusha, then he's much less likely to be nichshal in matters that are the antithesis of kedusha. V'hamevin yavin. So we should all be zochem et Hashem leischaber lechachmas hanistar lekedushas haTorah. Anigles v'anisteres, and not just take the Torah, the dry, the external, which is beautiful and holy and special. I don't mean that chas v'shalom in a pejorative way. I'm talking about a shor and a bor, and talking about a chazakah, and talking about a ma'aseh kedushin, and how to write a correct get. It's all Dvar Hashem, and it's all Torah's Hashem, and the svar is our gishmak, and it's mein olam haba. But as the Zohar himself says, that's the external. And then we also have to get to the internal, to the real, to the deeper juice of what's inside. We need both. You can't have nigla without nistar. You can't have nistar without nigla. That's a shleimus. Rav Kook talks about in many places. But the shleimus of learning is learning kol haTorah kula. And you see many of the great gedolim, many of them it's known, and many of them in a secretly, in a hidden way, they would study Kabbalah. Rav Hadari, my Rosh Yeshiva, when I was in Yeshiva HaKotel, said that there's a Mesoret Keduma, this tradition amongst Chachmei Lita to study Kabbalah. Chazan Ish was caught once with Kabbalah in his books. He used to hide them, and one time they caught him studying, got very upset that he had notes in his sefer. He also was learning Kabbalah. And you see from the Sefarim of Rav Yerucham, the Mira Mashgiach, that he was holding in Kabbalah. You see a lot of great tzaddikim, Chafetz Chaim, also. Very, very hard to believe the Chafetz Chaim. I even heard recently that somebody told me that he learned Kabbalah. I don't know what the source is, but Chafetz Chaim always speaks very, very Pashut. But in Pashtus, the Chafetz Chaim also did it's part of the Torah. It's part of Kedusha. And certainly the great Sephardi Rabbanim, you see Rav Adi Yosef, who is Mamish Sara Torah, he knew everything. You see how much he quotes from the Zohar and from the Arizal and from Sifrei Kabbalah. He was holding in Kabbalah. And obviously all the great Chassidus Rebbes were great mekubalim, and how does one negate such a important chelik in Torah? So this is not only a Lag BaOmer shir, talk about the godless of Zohar and Rashbi, but it's a general, it's an everyday shir to appreciate Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah was given over by Chassidus, which tries to explain it to us, to help the Kabbalah bring us to higher levels of Dveikus and Avos and Yiras Hashem. And it's obviously important to know that if a person doesn't have Taras HaLev and Taras HaNefesh and Taras HaGuf and Midos Tovos, so he's not going to reach a Havana in Kabbalah, because it comes like the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Tezvav, Tezayin talks about Kabbalah. Of course there's Kabbalah. You see in the Gemara, you deny Kabbalah, you deny the Gemara. I don't know how this rabbi wrote this. He studied Gemara also, this rabbi. How does he write that there's no such, you don't have to believe in Kabbalah, that means you don't have to believe in Gemara. What do you have to believe in? So, and the Gemara says that you need to have a lave to understand the Kabbalah. You're only most from Sodas to people of a lave. There has to be a lave. And there have to be Midas Tovos. Recently I read an article by somebody in a certain Musaf Shabbat of one of the newspapers. It was written in the year Tavshanayin Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. And he was writing about his meeting with a certain professor of Kabbalah. I'm not going to say the professor's name. But really what a not pleasant personality he was. And it's not a stira. It's not a stira, because a person who's studying Kabbalah is an academic form of study, so it's like studying math or science or history. This guy was, you know, he didn't wear a yarmulke, he didn't keep Shabbos. So how's he going to understand Kedusha? He's so far away from it. So we should all be zochem mitzvah Hashem. Hashem yitar libeinu lo'avdecha be'emes. Hashem should purify our hearts to serve him with truth. And that we should get closer and closer through the studying of the Torah HaNigleis, the revealed Torah, and that's the main study of Jews. The vast majority of Jews study Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, Gittin, Kedushin, Sanhedrin, Shmak, Givaldik, Be'im, Be'kiz, Chulin, everything. And then in addition, to get to the world of Kedushin, Tara, the world of Pnimius, the world of Rezei Torah, and that way we build a shlemus for ourselves. And those who aren't in that Madhurega, those who aren't ready, but at least to have respect for those who do, to support those who do, and that Tzchus will be Zocha B'Karv Mamish, like the Zohar says, that Mashiach is going to come, Bal Shem Tov, because Shiafutsu Mayon Asecha Chutza, that when the there's going to be Hafotzis Mayanos, when there's going to be a revelation of the world of Kabbalah, Mashiach is going to come, and Baruch Hashem, we're living in a door where there's a real tshuka, there's a real thirst for words of Pnimius, so we should all be zochah to be mischaber to the Pnimius. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.